Very happy to be joined now by George LaRocque, former NHL forward. Check out his website, georgelaRocque.com. Joins us on the line right now. Hey, George.
How you doing, guys?
Good. Thanks so much for doing this. So your opinion on what has happened to the Pittsburgh Penguins and their decision to attend the White House next month. What do you make of that decision?
To me, I was really surprised, and I think it's even embarrassing, because when I look at all the major sports in the world combining, uniting together against Trump and all his views and what he's done and what he's said, and we're not just talking lately, we're talking since he's been in office. I understand that people are saying that the White House is an institution, and when they go in there, they're not necessarily endorsing him, but actually you are. You are endorsing him because he's sending you an invitation and you're going. So you're endorsing Trump. It's as simple as that. People could say whatever they want about it and stuff, but that's the truth. And that's what's going on. And Trump is saying they're a great team and he's happy about it. So people are going to look at hockey again, being really conservative, to be like, you're looking at the greatest sports stars in the world, LeBron. You're looking at Curry. You're looking at Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. And the NHL, they're like, oh, we're going because it's an honor. It cannot be an honor to endorse Trump, because whether you like it or not, this is a form of endorsing Donald Trump, and it's wrong. And that's why when I look at this, if I was them, maybe they didn't have time to think about the choice when they said they would go, but they should really reconsider all this and not going, because it makes them look bad and it makes the league look bad.
George, what do you say to players that, or to people that would say athletes should just stick to sports? I mean, do you think that a prominent player like Sidney Crosby has an obligation to have a stance on this or to make a comment about it?
Well, the thing about that is athletes, they have the right to do whatever they want, right? They don't have to have an opinion about anything. They could just play the game, and it's not in their contract that you have to position yourself in something. But at the end of the day, when you want to be respected in life, in the sport that you've done, when you want to be recognized in a role model, it's not just what you've done on the ice and what you've done and stuff. It's also what you do off the ice. When something happens and people ask you a question, when you're a role model, sometimes you have no choice. You have to take a position because people look up to you and you have no choice. It depends on the position you want to have. You want to be just known as somebody that was good on the ice, but off the ice, you didn't take position. Or you want to be known as somebody that, when you look up into him, he was a leader on and off the ice. And a leader off the ice is not just with your teammates, get people to be disciplined for when the playoff time comes and not to go out and stuff like this. It's on social issue, people, because people are looking up to you and they're looking up to your advice and you're looking up at the way and what you say, what you think of. And that's why this is so important, because, of course, I love Sidney Crosby. I played with him, with Connor McDavid. He's the best player in the world. He looked really uncomfortable when they asked him the question. He didn't look like he really knew what to say, but he said it. Now they could reflect on it, knowing what this has done. Hockey is fighting to be positioned with one of the most popular sports in the world. Batman is hired for this. The most popular sport in the world took position because it's important. Hockey is missing the map, is missing this platform. If they're not using this to say, you know what? And I'm not even talking about saying that the players should knee and all that stuff. I'm not even talking about that. All I'm saying is that right now, with everything going on, it's a bad idea to accept the invitation of Donald Trump and going to the White House with the Stanley Cup. Like, are you really telling me that a picture with the Stanley Cup beside Donald Trump is going to be the highlight of your life? Or is it going to be something that will be talked negative for the rest of your life?
Talking to George LaRocque, former NHL forward. You can check out his website at georgelaRocque.com. So obviously there's a huge racial element to this, and the NHL is the whitest of all the North American professional sports. What do you think the message is being sent to those black players in the league? Joel Ward has come out and said, yeah, he'd think about kneeling for the anthem. When Joel Ward is looking at what's happening in Pittsburgh with the Penguins, what do you think the message is, and will there be a reaction?
Well, look at not just Joel Ward, but O'Sang talked about it, that he's considering kneeling too. I have, like, Reeves, how is he going to react to this? Because he's part of that team. He wasn't part of the team when they won the cup. But how is he going to react to that? But worse than that, you play in Pittsburgh when the Steelers are there, and they didn't even show up during the national anthem on that issue. I played in Pittsburgh, and there's tons of minorities there that are supporting their sports team. And obviously, the Steelers are a really big sports love team in Pittsburgh. So before even talking about their peers, how they're going to react to Pittsburgh, saying it's no big deal, we're going there. How about the team in Pittsburgh, the Steelers, that sometimes they do cross-promotion together, the players that are there? Like, people that are looking at this, that are looking at Sid, that are looking at the team, they're looking at the decision to say that, oh, no big deal. Trump has called some athletes, not all the athletes, some of them son of a bitches. All the athletes in the world, it's like a fraternity. They're your peers. And I'm not sure, but if I was there, a Penguin, and I heard, even though it's another sport, athletes get called like this, how can I endorse a man ruling a country that has a history of disrespecting women, and so many other things that we could talk about? That, because I don't care what people say about the House, you're endorsing him. You're accepting his invitation, and Trump is so happy that the Penguin does that he texts and he says, oh, yeah, great team, Pittsburgh Penguin. Yeah, he's so happy. He doesn't even care about hockey. He knows nothing about hockey. He doesn't even watch hockey. He lives his life on Twitter, and he's looking for some people on his side, and now he has the Penguin when all the other sports are against him. How bad does that look? That's why I hope that they're going to revise their position. They're going to reanalyze all this, and they're going to be like, maybe for our team at this point, it's not the best idea.
George, what do you think this says about the culture of the NHL in general? I know Gary Bettman has said that he prefer that the league have players that not stand up for political things when they're representing teams, that they remain somewhat apolitical. And you know, this is an issue that obviously touches on race very heavily. And I think that, you know, I'm curious about your thoughts on that and the NHL's sort of general desire to sort of stay out of these sort of social issues.
I understand that the NHL want to stay out because the NHL, they work really hard for diversity in the NHL. They want to show that hockey and the NHL is for everyone. All culture accepted, and it's really important. And the NHL, the goal is to grow the game. They need to grow the game, and that's Gary's mandate. And if you start getting into political issue, then it could hurt your brand, and that's why they don't want to get positioned in it. But what they have to realize is that sometimes there's issues that happen that are unavoidable. And right now, it's hurting the brand even more not to do something about it than to do something about it. Because now, people in the South, because that's what we're talking about, to grow the game, it's in the South. It's in the United States. In the United States, they're looking at the most popular major sport, which obviously NFL, basketball, you know, that, and baseball. If your parents are looking at this and saying that in hockey, it's a white man's sport, it's too conservative, they'll be like, this is not for my son. It's not for my kids. My kids cannot play hockey because look at hockey. Look at their stands. Look at, and that's the problem. It's because the non-action could end up hurting what the NHL is trying to do about diversity. And that's why all that stuff is, there's something that people probably didn't think about and stuff, but that's the truth and that's the fact. And that's why in the Penguin, which they are in Pittsburgh, they have to think about the decision to go in there and stuff, because it's not just about the White House. I understand the honor of being in the White House and being a few selected that get to have that honor. But unfortunately, this year, it's endorsed by a man that is crazy. And that makes every other president look like angels, and it's Donald Trump.
Talking to George LaRocque, you can find him on the internet at georgelaRocque.com. So you mentioned we're talking about the hockey culture, and it's very much stay out of the limelight. Yeah, stay out of making overt political statements. That's why we haven't heard much, and that's what the Penguins and Sidney Crosby attempted to do. I think, yeah, they failed. But Joel Ward, if he does go forward and have some sort of demonstration in the national anthem amongst his peers, George, how do you think that will be received?
Well, I saw from his coach already saying that he would support it because he believed in freedom of speech. And just to talk about this, the kneeing thing, my view on that is I don't think that I would do that either. I don't think that I would need. I like what the Cowboys did. They kneed before the anthem, and when the anthem started, they stood up. There's a lot of different ways to get a social problem known in the society, in the world today. Kaepernick, was brave to do it that way, but obviously there's going to be criticism that come with the way that he's done it. But I understand that he did it in a radical way to do it. I wouldn't do it like that, but I still respect the way that he's done it. If Reeves does it, I will respect him doing it. I wouldn't do it like this, but I have to respect because I know what he's doing it for, and he's not doing it to be disrespectful to the flag or to the army. And actually, there's people in the army that sent videos publicly that said they endorsed Kaepernick. So people cannot talk about how it's disrespecting the army because even then they understood it because we've seen tons of videos of people in the army and an ex-veteran that are saying they understand it and they know it's not against them. But if we want to talk about this for itself, that itself, I would lie if I say that I would do the same thing.
George, if the Penguins and Sidney Crosby do go to the White House, will that affect your opinion of Crosby and of that organization and maybe of the league?
Well, I have such a high opinion of Crosby that my opinion will never change. Like, I'll be disappointed. And to me, it'll just be that they didn't think about it and they did something dumb. But it doesn't change the fact that to me, he's still going to be one of the greatest of all time, a great ambassador for the game and this and that. But he made a mistake in his career, and that's one. You can't demolish a guy because of one bad decision that he's done. Maybe he doesn't understand the full consequence of that. Obviously, they're not in the market, and they're not exposed to a market where with the players and what's in the dressing room to maybe quite understand that. So I'll just call it an ignored move, but it's going to be something that's going to stay with him forever. If he has that picture with Trump that is published after and once they go there, man, this is... When we never had anything to say about him, one of the greatest players to play the game ever, there's always going to be a little dark cloud that people will talk about how he had a chance, in 2017 to take a stand on a really important social issue. And while Michael Jordan and all the greatest athletes in the world did, he didn't.